Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Just head to amazon.com/adfreenewspodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Enjoy thousands of Acast shows ad-free for Prime subscribers. Some shows may have ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, and welcome back to Internet Bestie with me, your Internet Bestie, Jackie Alexander. I did that wrong, and you know what? I don't give a fuck because I am exhausted. I have been packing pre-order Moods hoodies all weekend. It is Monday now, but I started on Saturday. I did Saturday, Sunday, and I've done another day today. And I am exhausted, but I'm so excited for you guys to all get your hoodies. If you ordered a pre-order hoodie, love you so much, and I can't wait to see you in them. Honestly, they are my favorite hoodies that we've ever done with Moods. They are so fucking comfortable. Like, once you get yours, you'll know, like, the quality is just premium. Like, they're giving expensive, because they are. They are a really high thread count. And they're just so thick and they're so warm and they're just premium. You know what I mean? Like, they're giving bougie as hell and I am obsessed. I haven't even got mine yet, like, because I had samples, but now, like, the new ones, like, the proper real ones have come through. I'm like, I need to get my own, but I haven't even had time because I've been packing all of yours. So I'm quite exhausted. I've got another, like, couple of days ahead of me. Taylor's been helping me, which has been such a blessing. And yeah, that's pretty much all I have to report. Honestly, the past week, it's been quite nothing really to update you on because I didn't... Actually, I lie. I'm such a liar. The boy's a liar. I actually had a huge shoot in Sydney, super last minute, and I was so excited to be selected to do the shoot. I can't really tell you that much, but it's something that's coming out in July, I'm pretty sure. And it was so fun. It was like acting... Like, not acting, like, I was playing myself, but it was, like, there was lines I had to remember, and it was, like, video, and I'd never done anything like that before, in a sense where, obviously, I film myself on video every single day for, like, TikTok and Instagram, but this was, like, a whole freaking set. Like, there was camera people, there was light people, there was microphone people, there was stylist, makeup, hair, you name it, they were there, and everybody was just watching, and I was so overwhelmed. Well, not really overwhelmed, but I was just sort of like out of my comfort zone. I've never really done anything like that before. And it was scary because in my head, I was thinking, like, oh, you know, when they like film, it'd be like, okay, action. And then, you know, you say a line, and then you, if you fuck up, they'll be like, oh, just fine, just do it again, whatever. No, bitch. So I had like three scenes, and then like you'd film the whole scene as like a whole. Whereas, like, if I film like a TikTok or something and I'm like, hey guys, oh shit, like I said that wrong. Like, hey guys, get ready with me to go out with my friends. Oh shit, I didn't like how I do that. Do it again. Hey guys, get ready with me to go out with friends. Oh, you know, I film like that. They're like, no, they do the whole scene. So it'd be like, blah, 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 back and forth convo. And if I mess up, it's like, oh my God. Oh my God, we have to do the whole scene again. Not just that one line again. It's like, you have to do the whole thing. And like, I messed up a bunch because I was like, whoa, this is hard. And it was so annoying, like, I'd do the scene a couple of times and I'd get to, like, the last line and then I'd muck up the last line and I'm like, oh my God, they must hate me. I'm sure they didn't, but I don't know. I was getting in my own head about it. I was like, wow. I don't know. It was such a fun experience, honestly. If you had told me when I was, like, 20 that I would be doing a job like this, I would have said, hell no. Like, I hate public speaking. I don't like really, I don't know, like I guess I walked in and I really didn't expect it to be that large. And then when I was, I like really had nowhere to go. It's not like I could back out. But like, I'm really proud of myself for pushing myself out of my comfort zone, because there would have been like 40 people there watching, you know, like obviously they're not like judging, but like, you know, there was a lot of people there. The client was there, like as I said, all the photographers, like the video people, there was so many people like to do just like the lighting, like to the microphones, like the stage set, like honestly it was crazy. And I'm excited for it to come out, but also I had blanked on like anything that I did during the whole thing, because as I said, like it was just crazy. There was even a guy that like came in with that little like an action thing every time. I was like, wow. And then I realized like actors, like, holy shit. Like, it's crazy. I don't know. It's hard. And mine was like playing myself. I wasn't even playing a character. I was playing myself. So yeah, I'm excited for it to come out. I can't really tell you much about it, but I'll be post. It'll be like on my TikTok, I'm pretty sure. So yeah, I'm excited. And that's all I have to report. That's literally it. Like last week I was just living my best wholesome life, and then I went to Sydney for literally the day, and then I came back, and then I've just been packing orders. So honestly, not much to report, which is sort of good, so we can just jump straight into today's episode. So as I've been packing, I've been listening to heaps of podcasts. Like I've genuinely listened to every single podcast that's ever existed, because I've just been having them on like in my ears the whole day. But I was listening to Happy Hour, Lucy and Nikki, obviously like one of my favorite podcasts. And they did an episode a while back that was Am I the Asshole? And I think it's like based on like this other podcast where they go through like Reddit threads of people asking if they're the asshole in a situation. Basically, it's like they have like a situation and then they ask, am I the asshole? Could I explain that 12 more times? I'm not sure. So I asked you guys on my story today to send me yours, because I wanted to do it, because it was so, it was an interesting listen. And I feel like my God, there is like snot just running down my face. Like, can it just snot? It's giving, it's so itchy, like go away, pissing me off. All right, let me just go to my stories. Okay, first one. This is hilarious. Unfollowing people you met on a night out the morning after. Also sometimes blocking because of anxiety. Am I the asshole? I am dead after this. Okay. This has happened to me so many times where I'll just like follow people or whatever. I don't know. And then I won't have realized that I'll have followed them, because Instagram's weird. Like it doesn't show you like you're following in order of following. I don't even know. Honestly, I don't really even look at it, but sometimes someone will pop up in my feed and I'll be like, who the fuck is this person? Like, I'm not friends with them. I don't know this person. I click on their profile and I'm like, I genuinely have no idea who this person is. Like, if it was life or death, I wouldn't be able to tell you who this person is. And it must be someone that I followed after a night out. And I always want to go and unfollow. But then I'm like, is that mean? Like, is that mean? Like, will they notice? Oh, I don't know. Honestly, I don't think you're the asshole, because protect your peace, do whatever you need to do to protect your anxiety. But I think I need to do this as well, just like stop following random people. Like, why do we need to follow each other if we just met on a night out? You know what I mean? Like, we don't need to follow each other, you know, unless you like obviously had like a really good bond or something. But just randoms, like, I don't think we need to be doing that. So no, you are not the asshole. Am I the asshole? My friend accidentally threw my sandwich at work in the bin because it was in the fridge. So I got her a packet of Tim Tams and smashed them up when she opened it. It was all just crumbs, lol. Maybe I have anger issues, but how do you confuse a Ziploc bag in the fridge as rubbish? Okay, wait a minute. I need to unpack this. Am I the asshole? My friend accidentally threw my sandwich in the bin. Okay, first of all, why is she in the fridge cleaning it out like it's her home fridge? Like, surely if it's a work fridge, you don't need to touch other people's stuff no matter what. I don't really get that, because, like, I don't know why she'd be in the bin, like, cleaning it out. Because why would you do that voluntarily? Like, unless the fridge had absolutely no room for anything else whatsoever. Like, I don't really know why you'd need to clean it out. I barely clean out my own fridge in my own house, let alone the fridge at work. Like, absolutely not. But then, like, why did you buy her a packet of Tim Tams and smash them up so when you open them, so it was all crumbs? I guess, like, just to upset her. I mean, I feel like that was a nice gesture. You've bought her a packet of Tim Tams. Like, go off. No, you're not the asshole because she, like, never even had that packet of Tim Tams unless you bought them for her. So it's not like they were her Tim Tams and you did that. If you did that, then yes, you're the asshole. But I don't think you're the asshole because you went out of your way to buy her a pack of Tim Tams and just smash them up for the inconvenience. So honestly, no, I don't think you're the asshole. Next one. My housemate never puts her dishes in the dishwasher and I refuse to be her mum and put them in for her. So she left a bunch of dishes in the sink for a week while she stayed at her parents' place. And you best believe the dishes were there waiting for her when she got back. Am I the asshole? Nope. Nope. You're not the asshole. Absolutely not. Leave them there till they're like rotten and festering, till there's maggots on them, flies laying eggs, there's a family of squirrels underneath them. Honestly, just move out. I can't deal with that. I don't understand why people do stuff like this. Like, how do you, like, look, I'm not going to say I'm a saint because my parents are probably going to listen and be like, Jackie, you leave plates in the sink your whole youth. But I don't know, like, especially now, I don't have a dishwasher in my house. I am a manual labor queen and I would love a dishwasher. So I would put it in straight away. But even I wash plates straight away. Like, I wash them and just put them on the drying rack immediately. Like, we never leave plates unless it's like the end of the night and we've had dessert or something in like a bowl, like ice cream, and we're both so tired, so I'll just like put them in the sink and I'll put hot water in and then I'll just wash them straight up first in the morning. And even then I'm like, why didn't you just do it the night before, like, you lazy dog. This person leaving her dishes the whole weekend is so fucked. Like, how hard is it to just rinse your dishes? It's really annoying, and then it just stacks up for everyone else and then it gets in the way, and it's like, out of principle, you just don't want to do it because you just shouldn't have to do it. Nah, you are not the asshole. That is genuinely making my blood boil. I can't deal. Okay, next one. Someone says, I have a good one. Last year, I got engaged to my partner of 7 years. It was such an exciting time in my life, and my little sister was so happy for me, but she also expressed that she had felt that she should have been engaged to first, as she has had a baby with her partner, even though they've only been together 2 years, and she's also younger than me. She went as far as to saying to me before I got engaged that I wasn't allowed to before her. Over the past year, I've spoken with her and the rest of my family about planning the wedding and the date that it was going to be. And she decided she was going to start planning her wedding 2 months after mine. She's not even engaged yet, but plans to be in the next year. I expressed to her that I thought it seemed like a lot to have our wedding so close together, and she got so defensive, basically called me selfish, and that it wasn't fair that she had to change her plans for me. Is it fair that I ask her to at least just wait a year until after I get married, or am I the bad guy in this situation, and should I either change my plans, or should I be happy we're getting married at the same time? Bitch, I am dead at this. Your sister's not even engaged yet. This is honestly psychotic behavior from her. It's giving jealousy and insecurity. And I'm really sorry if this is too harsh, but I don't fucking care. This is honestly cooked behavior. Why can't she be happy for you? This is you. This is about you. You're the one that has the ring on the finger. You're the one planning your whole wedding. This should be such an exciting time for you. Why is she trying to steal your thunder? I'm not about this. This is like genuinely really upsetting to me. If I was engaged and my sister did this to me or vice versa, I would be like, what the actual flying fuck is going on? Like, you're not even engaged yet, bitch. Like, what do you mean? And like, as if you're not going to be so happy for your sister, like so supportive and just like, why can't she just be like, this is so exciting, let's plan your wedding together. Like, if she wants to like plan a wedding, why doesn't she help you with yours? You know what I mean? Like, this is like riling me up. I'm getting hot and sweaty about this. You are absolutely not the asshole in this situation. She is being a brat, like nothing but a brat. I'm annoyed reading that. Also, does her partner know that like she's planning a wedding and they haven't even proposed yet? Like, that is so assumptive. What if they don't want to get engaged? I have so many questions. And also, isn't that bad juju to like start planning a wedding before you've even gotten engaged? And also, like, you're already engaged, so your wedding is already coming up. You know what I mean? Like, you can start planning yours, and yours can start coming up. Say if she gets engaged in the next, like, couple of months, hers will still not have to be for, like, another, like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't need to get engaged and then get married the next week. Like, give it a second. Give it a second to marinate. Have a little time to plan. I'm off that. Tell your sister to listen to this and tell her to fucking pull her head in, because that's so selfish. You are not the asshole at all. Your sister is the asshole. I can't even deal. Okay, next one. Am I the asshole for getting annoyed at a longtime friend for not coming to my birthday dinner because she had a headache? Backstory, this friend had informed me around midday that she wasn't feeling up to coming. She was 50-50, but then an hour before the dinner, I hadn't heard anything, so I chased up with her for a response and knew she wasn't going to make it because she could have at least given me a definite answer. We've been best friends for 11 years and she never makes an effort to see me, so I don't know why I expected any different on my birthday. I spoke to her another time and she said she felt so guilty for not coming and apparently she was beating herself up for it, and asked if I was free to catch up. I told her my availabilities while also kind of setting boundaries, gave her two set days as I was sick of getting disappointed by her. She also said one of those days worked for her. That day came and it's been a week and she's never opened my message, lol. I saw her come online and I've never heard back. A month later, she still never opened my message, and she couldn't pop in for an hour on my B-day. To add, last year, she also skipped out on a friend's birthday because of a headache. No, you're not the asshole at all. Set those boundaries. Friends like this. I don't know. This is a tough one because, like, obviously if someone is sick and they can't come, they can't come. But if they're your best friend, they need to give you more notice than the day of. Like, obviously if you're sick and you're sick the day of, like, that's fine. But it's the fact that she's not trying to, like, make up for it for me. Like, if it was my best friend's birthday and I couldn't make it, I would... If I couldn't make it the day of, say, okay, it would take a lot if I had, like, my best friend's birthday and, like, we've been talking about it and we're excited for it, whatever. It would take a lot for me to not go. Even if I was really sick or something, I would probably still go for, like, an hour, as you say, like, just drop in. If I couldn't, though, I would call, FaceTime, I would, like, send flowers, like, I don't know, like, you would really try to just make sure that you are doing everything you can to make sure your best friend feels like they are still, you know, being thought about by you. Because obviously I get it, people get sick and, like, stuff pops up sometimes. You don't know, like, maybe she was having really bad anxiety, or maybe she's, you know, there's a bunch of different things it could have been. I just think the lack of, like, support from her is not doing it for me. Like, all fair and good to not come, but then if you're not going to come, make sure you follow it up and be like, let me take you out for lunch this week, or, like, let me take you out for dinner. I'm so sorry. The fact she didn't do that is making me think, what are the underlying issues here? So if I were you, I would genuinely just stop reaching out to her. You've given her plenty of chances. You've given her the dates. Like, she hasn't even bothered to open your message again. Like, I just find that so disrespectful, especially as a friend of 11 years. Like, I don't really understand that at all. So if I were you, I would set the boundaries and let her come to you. If she doesn't, good riddance. Honestly, not worth it. You are absolutely not the asshole. Okay, someone says, am I the asshole if I drove my older brother's car and hit something but not say anything because I'm not sure if it actually... Oh my God, I'm reading this again. I'm sorry, I'm butchering it. Am I the asshole if I drive my older brother's car and hit something but I'm not... Oh my God, why do I keep fucking up? I'm so sorry. Am I the asshole if I drive my older brother's car and hit something but not say anything because I'm not sure if I actually did it or it was already there? Literally happened 30 minutes ago. Okay, so I think you are the asshole if you don't say anything but you know you actually hit something. Like, you know if you hit something, right? Like, obviously you're not sure if the mark was there. You know what I mean? Like, are you saying you're not sure if the mark was already there or not, but you know you did hit something, right? So if you've, like, reversed out of your garage and, like, reversed straight into a tree, you're going to know that you did that, right? Like, you're going to have to know that you did that. There's, like, I think you are the asshole, because if that was me, say if like Nathan borrowed my car or something and then like slammed into a tree. I shouldn't laugh. Like slammed into a tree or something and then just drove the car back home and parked it in the driveway, and then I go to drive it next time and I see that there's like a tree in there on the front, and I ask him like, what happened? He's like, I don't know. Wasn't me. Could have been there already. I would be fucking angry. You know what I mean? Like, don't try to gaslight me. That wasn't there. I think just own up to it. Honestly, if it's like small, they probably won't even care. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's, yeah, I think you are the asshole. If I'm really sorry, you are the asshole if you're not going to own up to that. Just own up to it.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Just head to amazon.com/adfreenewspodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Enjoy thousands of Acast shows ad-free for Prime subscribers. Some shows may have ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know? Am I the asshole? So my best friend and I have been friends for about 2 years. Sometimes I didn't feel like her best friend because she would hang out with people who would talk smack about me to her, and she really wouldn't defend me. Recently, I got into a relationship with someone who I think is my soulmate, and we dated for about 2 months, but the age gap and long distance wasn't working out and we broke up. After a month, my ex and I added each other back again and we started to chat in a friendly way. He began to tell me that my best friend added him and sent him nudes and flirted with him, and even after she said to me that he's ugly and not her type. My best friend and I got into the biggest argument because apparently he was lying and I trusted him over my best friend. Did I make the wrong mistake? Am I the asshole for hating her now? He did block me after she sent nudes, and she told me that my ex blocked him, to which I didn't think much of. Okay, I have a lot of questions here. First of all, there are multiple assholes in this story. Your best friend, your apparent best friend, who is sending your ex-boyfriend nudes, that's giving massive asshole energy and red fucking flags. The second asshole in this story is your ex-boyfriend, because why is he engaging in talking to your supposed best friend? He knows it's your best friend. I don't care that you've broken up. Why the fuck is he doing that? Like, have some respect. They're both assholes, and I think you should cut them out of your life, block them, and never speak to them again, because that's genuinely such disgusting behavior. Why are they doing that to you? Like, if you had a single shred of respect for someone, you wouldn't do that. Unless they're trying to piss you off. And I don't know why they'd be trying to do that, because you've been nothing but a good friend. And apparently this guy was your soulmate. Newsflash, no. Block him. Literally block him ASAP. He sounds like the worst person in the world. And so does she. Sorry. You're not the asshole. They are. They need to get in the fucking bin. Next one. Last year, and one of my besties were looking for formal dresses. She sent me a few options for herself on text. And one of the dresses she sent, I was in love with as soon as I saw it. She said she didn't know which one she liked more between the two, and that she sent, and I told her I loved both and I'd wear the one that I was in love with if she didn't. A few weeks later, I checked the dress that I wanted on the website and it said low in stock. So I messaged her and she didn't reply. Then it said two left of the size we would both be, so I texted her again. She was at work and wasn't replying back for the entire day. Once it hit 10 p.m., I messaged her in the morning. I messaged her and said, I'm just going to buy it because it wouldn't have restocked in time before formal, and she can just have it. When it arrived, I tried it on and was attached to it. She knew what was happening and she instantly was salty. We aren't as close as we used to be, even though she found another dress. Am I the asshole? Okay. So in this situation, it's sort of difficult, because if I messaged dresses to like a friend when I was like doing formal or something, and I was like, these are my top two contenders, And she replied being like, oh my God, like, I love that one. Let me know if you're not going to get it because I will get it. I'll be a bit like thrown. I'd be like, okay, well, I haven't decided yet. Call your Jets. However, she's not really like giving you much of an indication of whether she's actually going to get it or not. So I think that's like, there was a lot of chances for her to like tell you that she didn't want you to wear it. You know what I mean? Like, you asked her twice, three times, whatever, if you could buy it. That was her time to sort of step in and be like, actually, do you know what? I really do love that dress and I would prefer if you didn't get it because it's like definitely my like top two contender. So the fact that she didn't like swoop in and like let you know, like it sort of left you hanging a bit. And especially if you really loved it, I totally get the fact that you wanted to get it. I'm just like, it's such a tricky one because sometimes people find it hard to like speak their truth. And like maybe she found it hard to be like, that was actually the dress that I liked. And obviously like it was because you guys have now fallen out. But she didn't even end up getting the dress anyway. I feel like there's a lot of drama about formal dresses and stuff. And like, I don't know, it's such a tricky one. Like obviously you're not an asshole because you asked her a bunch of times. But she's also not the asshole because, you know, she hasn't done anything wrong. She just sent you photos of the dresses and then you sort of like bought one of the dresses that she liked. But I still don't think you're the asshole. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't really think anyone's an asshole in this situation, but I do think you should reach out to her and just be like, hey, look, I'm really sorry about the dress thing. I never want to upset you. You're my best friend. Let's try and like work through this. You know what I mean? Because a dress is not worth losing a friend over. Okay, next one. So basically, I was seeing this one guy on and off for about 5 months, but it was never anything serious due to long distance. However, last summer, we were staying in the same place. It had been a couple of months since I saw him, and I was still quite curious about him. During the week before New Year's, I ran into him one night when I was out. He totally ignored me and gave me no acknowledgement. Later that night, he came up to me and apologized. He explained how he was seeing someone else, but still proceeded to hit on me. I left the club to go home, and 3 days later, New Year's night, once again, I run into him. However, this time it was because I opened a house party door to find him getting with one of my friends. I smartly decided it would be a good idea to play a drinking game involving kissing. You spin the bottle 3 times on the same person and you have to hook up. Fortunately for me, his cousin was in the room. Yep, I got with his cousin right in front of him. Am I the asshole? I'm dead. No, you're not the asshole. This dude seems like an asshole. Why is he flirting with you while he's dating? That's just a big ick for me. And honestly, no. I don't even know what to say to this one. You're not the asshole at all. He sounds like a flop. Okay, next one. Whoa, this one is so long. Buckle the fuck in, guys. Am I the asshole for wanting to come clean to my friend's ex-fiance, who are now trying to get back together after he ended up sleeping with me when I crashed at his after a night out? I did not know they were working on getting back together until afterwards when I asked him because we became friends after meeting on Hinge. But then one thing led to another and he wanted to pursue something serious, but I wasn't ready for that at this stage in my life, so I said that. He wanted to continue being friends and casually hook up, but it was mostly good friendship, genuinely. However, then I found out he had an ex-fiance, which he never ever told me about, and then he said they were on a break at the time when he met me, and now she wants to get back together, and he also does, but at the same time doesn't know for sure what he wants. I said I'm more than happy to step aside. I don't want to be in their way at all, and I'm happy to just be friends, but he should still tell her he made a new. Okay, I don't know what that means. I couldn't force him to tell her, but now 4 months later, after being friends, everything was going well, and then when I had to crash at his place after a night out, he had me sleep on his bed. I was too drunk to realize, and we ended up making out a couple hours later. He never speaks about anything about his ex, so I had no idea they were trying to get back together until I woke up and saw a Polaroid picture on his bedside table. I was very pissed off, felt very guilty, and sorry guys, I'm literally so bad at reading. I'm fully dyslexic, so please bear with me. I was very pissed off and felt very guilty too. And I wanted to talk to him about it, but he was avoiding the conversation. After I went home later that day, I texted him and he ghosted me for a good 36 hours and then he said he wanted space. So I respected that. And he texted me about a week later and he said he wanted to continue being friends and jumping back into talking as before. I said no need to talk about what happened the first night because it didn't sit right with me. I said no need to talk about what happened first because I didn't sit right with me. So I arranged time to speak with him in person and I said, I'm not comfortable being only friends if your ex-partner has no idea I even exist. Also, another bonus factor is he told me that the new job I got this month is the same place where she started working a couple of weeks ago, so now I have to see her at my work. He told me he saw my name in his Snapchat. He told me she saw my name in Snapchat and asked who it is. He said a friend, but no more questions were asked. However, she blocked me on socials from that day, even though I've never met her. So I told him if she asks me at work, I have to be honest. So am I the asshole for doing that because he got pissed off and said he'd rather appreciate if I avoided her and pretended I have no idea who she is until he speaks to him because he still won't tell her. All he has told her is that he was on Hinge and met one person when they broke things off and that she saw my name on his phone, but he has not connected the dots for her that person he met was me. Wow. I honestly do not want to pursue it. Why do I keep saying pursue? Like, am I okay? I honestly do not want to pursue anything except friendship with him. But if he won't be honest with her, I have to as a girl because I screwed up and that night as well. I feel a little bit. Okay, that was a long fucking winded way of saying that. Look, I don't think you're the asshole in this situation because you didn't know she existed. And of course, you just can't be the asshole. But I just don't think you need to insert yourself because just don't think you need to be friends with this guy. Sounds like a loser. Why is this guy ghosting you and like trying to like tell you not to be friends with someone that is his ex-fiance? There's red flags popping up left, right, and center. I'm sorry, there just are. Why is this guy like jumping straight back on Hinge when he has like an ex-fiance he's trying to work stuff out with? Like, just, I don't know. Honestly, also the fact that this girl's just blocked you, like, I don't really know how old you guys are, but it's giving that you're quite young because I just don't think that I would ever block someone I'd never met if they popped up on Nathan's phone. Do you know what I mean? Like, if some chick like popped up on Nathan's phone, I wouldn't go to their page and block. That's it. You're blocked. Like, watch yourself, girly. You are blocked. So I don't know if she knows more than she's letting on, but I don't, like, the blocking of you is just such a weird flex. And especially if you work together, like, how is it also intertwined? Do you live in a town of like two people? I'm very confused. No, you're not the asshole, but I do think that just they both need to be cut off. Like, they just, why do you, like, honestly, you don't need him. Like, why do you need him as a friend? Like, you just don't, I'm sorry, but like, you don't need someone that you've slept with in the past with all this baggage to be a friend. That's just not a friend. It's giving, you just don't need to be friends. So no, cut them off. I don't see anything good coming from this at all. Next one. Am I the asshole for breaking up with my boyfriend of 2 years after he said he didn't know if he wanted to be with me? I kept asking him if he wanted to fix things and he'd just ignore me. Went out and didn't tell me and just messaged me, good morning, the next day, lol. Then ignored 50 calls from me when I was trying to get a hold of him when I was upset. He said he wasn't playing a game and He said he was playing a game that he just couldn't end. After all of this, I realized he clearly didn't want to be with me or he wouldn't treat me like that, so I had to end it. However, he seems to think I made the wrong decision and said, if that's what you want to do, that's your choice, after I broke up with him. After being best friends for years, I don't know how he thinks that's a fair way to treat someone. Okay, first up, you're not the asshole because you're protecting your peace. And I support that. I don't think after dating someone for 2 years, it's like, I think it's a normal thing to ask someone if they like what the future holds or like what they see with you after 2 years. I think that's a totally normal question to ask. So for him to say he doesn't know, it's like, okay, grow the fuck up. I don't understand what is wrong with you. Like, what do you mean don't know? Like, I guess, like, I don't, if you don't know, then like, what are you doing? If you don't know, like, surely you know. If you know, you know, you know. Like, as they say, when you know, you know. And if he doesn't know, then what is he doing? I think if you've broken up with him already, like, I don't. He's trying to say you've made the wrong decision, but then he's also gaslighting you with the, if that's what you want to do, that's your choice. It's like, okay, get in the bin. I don't like you. I don't like it. I think you're not the asshole. He sounds like an asshole. And I think on to bigger and better things. Trust me, there's going to be someone out there that will know that they want you and they will make it be known and you will feel secure and you'll be loved and you don't need this loser dragging you down. I'm sorry. This is a bit of good old high school drama. Am I the asshole for confronting a fake friend who left me a nasty farewell package? This friend, let's call her Sally, has had issues with me in the past about my personality and how I treat people. Most of the other friends involved did not agree with her. But during a certain post-school celebration week, there was some new arguments about who could and couldn't invite people to the apartment. Another friend was blackout drunk and invited a heap of people over. However, this only lasted 10 minutes before we started to kick them out for getting too rowdy. Although this was mainly my friend's doing, she accepted full responsibility for it. Sally was adamant that it was my fault and was super pissed at me for letting it happen. However, in a few days before, she would invite around 8 of her friends over with no notice, multiple times per day, and didn't see a problem with this. We had told her that we weren't comfortable with this, and as they were mostly strange boys, we hadn't even had experiences of coming in and out. Wait, sorry. As they were mostly strange boys, and we had even had experiences of coming out in not much clothing, and there being random dudes sitting on our beds. After the blackout drunk inviting experience, Sally would not accept our apology and claimed that it made everyone else in the apartment super uncomfortable. The argument kept circling back to previous arguments that had no relevance in the current situation, mostly about me as a person and taking digs at me. We ended up agreeing to disagree and she moved into an apartment with her friends for the rest of the week. I felt as though that was the end of Sally and I's relationship. As we were no longer in school together, she would be moving with her family in a couple of months. However, about a week before I had heard that she was meant to move, I received a cryptic hand-delivered parcel in my mailbox. It was a famous psychology book about making friends and being a good person. Trying to be cryptic so she doesn't catch on. Lol. There was a note attached and it said that it wasn't meant to be malicious and that she just thought she would give me a present before she left. Obviously, that's malicious in every way considering I am not her friend and have not been in a long time. I was pretty pissed that she was so hung up on the whole thing, also laughed my head off. However, around a year later, we found ourselves in the same prees back in town to visit. I thought this would be a good opportunity to confront her about the book situation as it was a bit ambiguous and I wanted to hear what she had to say for herself. She still stuck to the fake story of wanting to be nice, but we all knew that wasn't the story. The conversation didn't really go anywhere, but she went around people acting like she'd just been attacked and that I was a psycho. Things still haven't been mended. I don't really care to mend them. Yet, these years have passed and she's still talking shit about me, all those situations, just wondering if maybe I'm missing something or if she's actually batshit crazy. I guess I'm just wondering if I'm the asshole for confronting her or if she's batshit crazy like I think she is. I'm so sorry, that is so long and it's a funny one. Names have been changed. Okay, you are not the asshole here. I think she's a bit passive aggressive, this one. To leave the book. It's just, I love that you got a free book out of it. Honestly, love a self-help book. Go off. But also, like, how does she not understand that she's done the exact same thing? Say if it's like she's getting annoyed at you for having 8 people over or 10 people over, but she's had 8 people over a few days prior. I don't really understand. You're pot calling the kettle black, whatever the saying is. Like, you can't do that and then be annoyed about it. If she was like a goody two-shoes in her room, never inviting anyone over, and then like it was the random boys on her bed, like, of course she can be angry, like, you're the asshole. But it's not. You've both done the same thing. So a little bit of communication would go a long way in this situation. Not the passive aggressive book leaving and just like skirting out of there. And then also like the years later to be still salty about it. I just think that she is the asshole in this situation, because why couldn't she just talk it through? And you're not the asshole. I'm sorry. You're just not. Sorry, Sally. Sorry, doll. But you are the asshole. Okay, last one. My boyfriend and I broke up. We had an argument right before his best friend wet the head, but I'm going to assume that she means wet the bed. The night prior, we had a heated argument both ways and things were said. I had said before bed, just go out a single man tomorrow then. Immature, I know. We are all a bit like that sometimes, right? So that night he had went out and went home with a girl that his friends had helped wingman. Then the next day I come back home from work. We lived together and he told me he cheated on me. I packed up my things that day and left, moved back home. During those 3 years, he had never told me he loved me because he was waiting for the right time. The day he told me he cheated, he told me that he loved me and had regretted what he'd done. 3 months later, we're still civil and we talk via the phone occasionally to catch up. Am I the asshole for saying that, or is he the asshole for acting on it? P.S. It's a bit toxic. I was expecting an, oh babe, we'll talk about this tomorrow. Okay, no, girl, you are not the asshole here. I'm so sorry. This is genuinely, I'm so sorry this happened to you. If you've been in a relationship for long enough to live together, if you say something like that to your partner, like, I don't know, like everybody's been in a fight where you say stupid shit that you don't actually mean, no one would actually think that they're going to go out and act on it. Like, what? I think this is absolutely crazy talk. I can't believe also like his friends have gone out and wingmanned him. They're also assholes. Like, who does that? Like, surely if you're living with someone, like, you're friends with their friends. Like, if some of Nathan's friends took him out on a night out and, like, wingmanned him to, like, hook up with some other chick in my fucking bed, might I add, absolutely not. That is horrible behavior. It's giving immature all round. Like, I'm actually fucking angry about this. Also, why are you giving him the time of day to talk on the phone occasionally to catch up? No. He needs to be blocked. And also, like, it's the, like, pity, I love you, like, to try and, like, you know, band-aid the situation. No, I'm not down for this. Like, I'm absolutely not down for this. This is horrible behavior and you're absolutely not the asshole. I feel like he needs to know that he's the asshole. He needs to know that he fucked up. He's lost a good thing and he will regret it for the rest of his goddamn life. Boys are fucking stupid. Stupid. Boys are fucking stupid. How do you take something like that seriously? Fucking pull your head in. Idiot. All right, I'm ending it there, guys. I hope you enjoyed this week's ep. I'll see you next week. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads crashing your comedy podcast party? Good news. Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Just head to amazon.com/adfreecomedy to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Enjoy thousands of Acast shows ad-free for Prime subscribers. Some shows may have ads.
A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.